Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast of July 25th through the 31st. So, we're in the last week of July. We're headed towards a new moon in Leo, which is beautiful. It's lovely. It's energy that I feel we have been needing for quite some time. But August, this new moon leads us into the month of August, and you will see my monthly Astro Tarot forecast with Sushila. We'll talk about what August is all about. But August is a month of great changes, and I want you to begin thinking about the eclipses that we experience in April and May. I want you to think about what shifts occurred for you at the time. I want you to think about the shifts, the internal shifts, the shifts in relationships, the definition of value, sense of self-worth, what deserves my time, energy, and effort. I want you to begin thinking about how you potentially became much more discerning about what and whom deserves your time, energy, and effort. And if you haven't been as discerning, I want you to think about how much that theme has been coming up for you. How much, you know, when life is trying to show us something, it shows us in many different ways, through many different signs, through many different conversations, and it's really up to us to pick up on the cues, right? It's really up to us to say, okay, that is not a coincidence. That can't possibly be a coincidence. This person that doesn't know me, doesn't know what I was thinking. All of a sudden, we're having a conversation about the thing that I was thinking. It happens to all of us. And my loves, those are signs. Those are signs. Those are nudges from the universe. So I want you to begin thinking about that time of the year, again, April and May, and see what has unfolded for you through now. And here's the thing, August is going to be a month. And the reason that I'm touching on August on this weekly forecast is that it's important for us to pay attention to what's unfolding so that we can be much more intentional with the energy that is presenting itself to us, okay? So it's important to understand that if there are things, people, relationships, situations, behavioral patterns, mindsets that we have not finished leaving behind, August is going to be one of those months that, especially in the middle of Leo season, and Leo being the sign of the heart, our heart will no longer tolerate being in a position or a situation that it just doesn't feel at home in. Have you ever noticed this happens, particularly, I think, in relationships and careers, that you for a long time have known, I don't want to be in this anymore. And you rationalize the shit out of staying in that situation, right? But this is safe, and this is what gives me grounding, and maybe we can just try a little harder, or maybe they're going to change. Maybe all of a sudden, one day, they're just going to wake up and be a completely different person. Maybe I can get myself to being a person who doesn't feel all the things that they're feeling right now. And we do that. We do that. And deep down inside, our heart just wilts a little bit more and more and shrinks a little bit more and more. Our light dims a little bit more and more. August is going to be one of those months where our hearts are going to speak so loudly. We are going to understand, I just cannot stay in this space anymore. Whatever that space is for you, right? Relationships and careers are just an example. Whatever that space is for you, it doesn't even have to do with that. It can be with an internal space you've been in yourself, with yourself for a long time, and just saying, I can't treat myself like this anymore. I can't speak to myself like this anymore. I can't play small in this way anymore. August is going to be one of those months, and this week leads us into that, okay? So let me begin. So Monday, July 25th, we have the moon entering the sign of Cancer. It is what we call in astrology black mooning. And what that means is that the moon is getting ready to go new, right? So the moon is getting dark, right? So with the moon getting ready to be new again on Thursday, July 28th, with that new moon in Leo, the fact that it's going into Cancer on Monday, Tuesday, we're going to experience it in Cancer still Wednesday, part of Wednesday, we are going to want to really take care of ourselves. The moon in Cancer, especially when it's getting ready to go new, we might feel a little tired. We definitely want to take care of ourselves a lot more, like our needs. Are we getting enough rest? Are we extending ourselves? Are we making sure that we're drinking enough water, eating healthy, moving? I highly, highly, highly suggest movement, whether it's going for a walk, a swim. I don't know. You know, there are those of you who are yogis, the gym, whatever it is, please move your bodies. I do suggest slower movement just because the moon, again, is getting ready to be new. It's in the sign of Cancer. And because there's a tendency for tiredness, although, please don't predispose yourself. Don't let me plant that seed in your mind that you're gonna feel tired. That's just one of the manifestations, because we have so much fire energy in the air that we can actually feel very energized. So there's a nice balance. I'm just giving you the spectrum, right? The potential possibilities. So if that's what you're feeling, understand that the moon is new. The moon is transiting the sign of Cancer. And when the moon transits the sign of Cancer, regardless of the astrological climate, we're looking to feel nurtured. We're looking to feel taken care of, or perhaps we want to be home more, or we just want to be surrounded by people that feel like home. We want to feel good. We want to feel comfy, not just physically, but at an emotional level, right? So with the moon in Cancer, I invite you to really think about this last season of Cancer, right? We just entered Leo season this last Saturday. Or this last Friday, I'm sorry, last Friday. And we had a pretty heavy Cancer season, right? And technically, until the new moon in Leo on Thursday, we're still under the influence of that full moon in Capricorn of July 13th. Yes, we are. And that full moon was heavy. So I invite you that over the next 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, to be thinking about your intentions with the new moon in Leo. And I'll get into what that represents in a second. But the intentions that come from the things that genuinely nurture you in every way, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, what actually nurtures you? What relationships nurture you? Do you need to take a break from dating to come back to yourself and nurture yourself? Do you need to take a break from certain friendships to nurture your soul and perhaps reassess the types of friendships that you want to have? Do you want to reconnect with certain people and friends that maybe you took a back seat a little bit and you want to reconnect to nurture that part of your soul? Think about what you need in every way in order to feel nurtured and not depleted. And I invite you to set the intention to think about that, right? For the next 3 days, I'm putting the question out there, what makes me feel nurtured? And be open to the answers coming to you throughout your day, which requires presence, which requires being mindful of your breathing, right? And let the answers come to you. Remember, you want to also look back as to how much change or how much has been asking you to change, if you've been resisting of change, since April and May. And think about how those instances, how those events, how that energy has sharpened the what being nurtured means to you. Okay? So Monday sets that off. Okay? Think about that. Now, on Tuesday, the moon is still in Cancer, and it's going to make a conjunction to currently Venus transiting the sign of Cancer. lovely day for some R&R. I know it's Tuesday. I know it's just still like the beginning of the week. Find a way to nurture yourself. Find a way to pamper yourself. Look, if you have the freedom to get a massage, to get a facial, to, you know, to take a bath, like a nice luxurious bath, please do that. It's a moon Venus. It's in Cancer. It's the relationship that we have with ourselves to feel yummy, to feel taken care of, to feel a little luxurious, especially because the sun is transiting the sign of Leo. Do take care of yourself. Do be mindful of what you're consuming, of what you're eating, but take care of yourself. That moon Venus conjunction is very, it's just, the word is just nurturing, especially in Cancer. It's thinking about yourself. It's really taking care of yourself, being kind to yourself. It's a lovely night for date night. So whatever that means, I can see this being like a snuggle date night, like staying in, not so much going out, right? Because it's in Cancer, you're staying in, you're watching a movie, that kind of thing. Okay, also on Tuesday, we have Mercury in Leo creating a square to Mars in Taurus. So what does this mean? Mercury in Leo, I am expressing myself from everything I have discovered about myself over the last 4 weeks, if you want to extend it over the last 3 to 4 months. What has become clear to you about who you are? Leo, the expression of the self, the expression of the identity, of the ego, of your sun sign. Look, if there is any time of the year that our ego, our identity, our sun sign is going to be celebrated, it's going to be during Leo season, because Leo is ruled by the sun. The sun rules our ego. So this is when the zodiac reminds us, especially because the ego, the way I see it, is the ego has a whole season to itself. So if there's any time that we're going to celebrate the gift that it is to have an ego, right? The ego that externalizes, ideally, from a holistic perspective, the ego that externalizes the growth and the connection that we have to our spiritual nature. The growth and the connection that we have to spirit, to heart, to source. Okay? This isn't the celebration of the ego from an inflated ego. This isn't the celebration of arrogance. No. This is the celebration of the fact that our ego, our identity, me as Mildred, the quote-unquote titled astrologer, right? The title, my name, my title, what I do for a living, all of those things are ego. They identify my ego. The thing is that identification with an ego is, I know that I am not any of that at a core level. At a core level, I am spirit. I am a spirit. But my spirit came into this lifetime to express, to experience, to evolve. So this identity, this ego, Mildred, the astrologer, the mindfulness coach, that ego, that identity is the externalization of what my spirit came to experience in this human reality. So I want you to understand that connection in that way. How does your ego, your identity, how is that an extension of your spirit and not separate from, right? So when I worked in the corporate setting for 10 years, I realized, especially the latter part of those 10 years, how disconnected I was from myself, how disconnected I was from spirit. Because I realized there was, not in these terms, but there was an underlying understanding of, I'm really not expressing myself, and my life is not an expression of what I would like it to be. At the time, I wasn't quite sure what that was, but I was tuned in enough to understand that there was a dissonance. So this new moon is a gift in that it allows us to celebrate the ego. It allows us to celebrate what we're proud of. But it also invites us to look if there is a dissonance, if there is a disconnect from our spirit to our ego. Because remember, Leo not only rules the identity and the ego, but it's also the sign of love. And at our core, at our essence, we are love. So what is the connection to our essence, which is love, and our ego? How is our ego an externalization of that love? Mercury in Leo, Mercury is communication. How do we communicate through our identity, through our ego, Leo, what's happening within us? Okay? So, on Tuesday, Mercury in Leo creates a square to Mars in Taurus. The square is a 90-degree angle, which is an angle of tension, but whenever there is tension, there is the potential for change. A square in the zodiac can a lot of times be described as a negative aspect, as a bad aspect, and I see no such thing in astrology. What this does do is that it creates enough discomfort to catalyze change. So Mars in Taurus is the fast-moving planet. Action. Taurus, we have a lot of action happening there. The North Node is there. Uranus is there. We're breaking free from the way we've been all along. Mars in Mercury. Here's a few manifestations. One, we are so disconnected from our own love, from our own source within, that our ego is inflated, okay? Mercury. And what we're communicating is judgment. We don't care to listen to anyone else. What we care about is I'm right because I'm right. And that's it. We're coming from a place of arrogance. We're coming from a place of closed-mindedness. This is very possible because both Leo and Taurus are fixed signs. And one of the potential manifestations of fixed signs is stubbornness. Incredible stubbornness. So be mindful of that. Because when we sink our heels, right, in stubbornness, it's usually because we're trying to avoid, we're trying to not look at something within us, and we're that scared to look within. On the other hand, another potential manifestation is Mercury and Leo. I have come to the understanding, to the cognitive understanding and acceptance, Mercury, that I can express who I am at my core, Leo, and the square to Mars, Mars kind of coming along and being your biggest hype man, saying, yep, express it. Express your honesty. Express what's in your heart. So there's a difference there, a significant one. The ego is a beautiful thing. The ego is meant to exist. We wouldn't have it if it wasn't meant to. The ego is the vehicle to the spiritual unfolding we're meant to have in this human lifetime. And the beautiful thing about understanding that is that we get to choose. Once we feel connected to our values, once we feel connected to who we are at our core, values, Taurus, core, courage, heart, corazón in Spanish, Leo energy, the ego expresses itself from that space. So Tuesday, be very mindful of where you're coming from, because it's going to give you great insight as to how connected or disconnected you are, as to how much dissonance there is. And look, wherever you are, remember, it's information, because we have free will to ask ourselves, is this really how I want to express myself? Is this really who I am? Am I trying to just be liked and I'm saying what other people expect me to say? Or do I love myself enough to express exactly who I am and trust that those who are going to love me for who I am are simply going to love me? Of course, coming from a place where, again, not from arrogance, not from absolute selfishness, but from this space where you honor yourself. You honor when you... Here's an example. You lately dating has sucked. You keep attracting the same types of people. And yet, you keep acting a certain way so that these people that don't resonate with you anyway like you. It's weird. We do it. Why? Because there's a disconnect. And you finally come to the point where it's like, wait a minute, Mercury and Leo. I'm a good person. I'm funny. I'm intelligent. I'm good looking. I have my shit together. I don't expect anyone to take care of me. Square to Mars and Taurus. Then why the hell do I keep settling for less? And in that space, you can go the judgment route. You can go, well, I keep settling because I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm an idiot. I'm this. Or you can say, okay, I'm pretty awesome. Pretty freaking awesome. It's time for me to take a step back and reconnect fully with myself. And from that space, I'm going to connect differently with other people. So pay attention. Okay, Wednesday, July 27th, we have that same Mercury in Leo. Look, before I continue, Mercury has a lot of action this week. When we have a lot of action with Mercury, it might feel like a busier week. We might have a lot of errands to run. We're definitely going to be communicating a lot more than normally, whether it's, you know, through emails or texts or actually speaking to people. In Leo, it's going to be a lot because it's a fire sign. Fire signs tend to carry this essence of exaggeration. So just understand that this communication, this movement, the collaborations, the meetings, the interviews, it's going to feel like a bit much. And as we're heading towards a lunar event, just be mindful of being present. Come back to yourself whenever you need to. If you're going from meeting to meeting, can you take a break in between and go to your car and take a few deep breaths, or go to the bathroom and take a few deep breaths? From call to call with a client, can you just take a moment to feel where your body is? I'm just saying, okay? So Mercury in Leo on Wednesday is going to create a trine to Chiron in Aries. I've explained this before. Chiron is a karmic wound that we all come with. The current collective karmic wound is in Aries. It is the pain that comes with being ourselves. Notice in the collective how many people are fighting to simply be accepted for who they are. I think the perfect example of this is the trans community, right? We have been hearing so much, especially this year, about trans rights, you know, all of the things that come with that. It is the pain that they have to fight to be themselves in 2022, okay? Women, the pain that comes with wanting for us to have a say with our own bodies, right? So collectively, we can see it. We are fighting to be ourselves. Now, on an individual level, Mercury trine, Chiron in Aries, is a much more favorable aspect in that it's an invitation. Mercury in Leo, I just explained it. This is who I am. I'm pretty freaking awesome. I'm intelligent. I have so much to offer. I'm going to do the thing that scares me anyway, and I'm going to overcome that insecurity. Trine, Chiron in Aries. So this is the overcoming of old narratives. This is essentially choosing love over fear. That's what this is. And I want you to keep in mind that every single aspect I'm speaking of this week has to do with the new moon that is going to actually perfect and take place on Thursday. So it's not just, I'm breaking it down by days because astrologically this is when they perfect in degrees, but please remember that this is a whole thing. And so all of the energies I'm talking about are available all week. Let all of this sink in. It's such a beautiful week for us to really own who we are at a core level and be proud of it and honor it and stop playing small, okay? So Wednesday, Mercury in Leo, trine Chiron in Aries, I'm going to choose love over fear. I'm going to do the thing in spite of the insecurity. I'm going to ask the question in spite of this narrative that tells me that I'm dumb or not enough. I'm going to choose love, Leo. Okay. Thursday, July 28th, we have the new moon in Leo. So everything that I've been talking about thus far, all of that energy has to do with the new moon in Leo. It's a new moon in Leo at 5 degrees Leo. So for those astronauts nerds out there who are a little bit more familiar with astrology, anything you have, especially in fixed sign, from 5 degrees to 9 degrees fixed signs of the zodiac, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, This new moon affects you tremendously. It is the beginning of something that is asking you to initiate from the heart. Regardless of whether you know what I'm talking about with the degrees and all of that, look, this new moon in Leo is asking us to take action from the heart. It's taking us to take action from a place of love. It's asking us to take that leap because we can bet on ourselves, because we love ourselves, because we are grounded in ourselves. Okay? So, all right. So, Friday, July 29th, we don't have any major aspects. The moon will still be transiting the sign of Leo. Newly new. Beautiful, beautiful day. Whenever the moon transits Leo, I happen to love it. The energy it's fire energy. It's fun energy. It's energy of celebration. So take advantage of that Friday with that moon in Leo, the sense of newness. Celebrate. If you have, I like to celebrate small wins. I've learned to do that. I've needed to learn to do that with myself. So if I have a week that feels a little heavy, right? Like it's the end of the week and I'm like, and I start going down that road, like I haven't done enough and all of that. I'm like, okay, what did I accomplish? What did I get in touch with? What brought me joy? Friday can be the day where you really sink in, sit down and say, what can I celebrate? There is always something to celebrate and be grateful for. Always. Always. So I invite you to do that on Friday. Saturday, July 30th, we have, yet again, Mercury in Leo create an opposition to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. So, Mercury in Leo, this is who I am. This is how I appreciate myself now. I'm an awesome person. All of the things I mentioned earlier in the recording. In opposition to Saturn in Aquarius, Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. So here's a few manifestations. One, that because Saturn is retrograde, eventually will go direct. From now till the end of the year, you begin to implement. You begin to assimilate a lot of these new belief systems into your nervous system, right? So you want to switch a narrative. For us to transform the narratives that have been on loop for years on end, we have to be very intentional about that. And we have to understand that when they come up, we have an opportunity to choose a different thought. We have an opportunity to say, no, I don't believe that anymore. Not because you're lying to yourself, but because you realize that right now, in this moment, in life, in 2022, in July of 2022, you are a different person than you were a year ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You are not only different, but better than then. You have much more self-awareness. You have more wisdom. So for us to say, there's that thought again, that doesn't ring true to me anymore. That's not who I am now. This is what I'm choosing to believe about myself now, because this is who I am now. Guys, 5 years ago, I didn't think I was awesome. I didn't. I was never able to say that to myself. Now, I'm awesome. I know that. I know that. And I'm the one who needs to know that. And that is more than enough. And I'm awesome because of the reasons that I think I'm awesome, and that is enough. Okay? So whenever those thoughts come of, I'm not awesome, or I'm this, you know, fill in the blank with a horrible adjective. No. That's from a past. Those are from past conditions. Right now, I'm awesome. I have put work into myself. I'm intentional with my life. I'm present. I'm kinder to myself, to others. I'm curious. I keep growing. That to me is awesome. And so that's what I've decided. Mercury and Leo. The opposition, which means that both Mercury and Saturn are 180 degrees from one another, is I get to now build, create new neurological pathways with new mindsets in them. Okay. On the other hand, this can feel like wanting to move forward with something and not being able to, because Mercury is the sign of I'm sorry, Mercury is the planet of communication, agreements, movement, moving forward with something. And Saturn retrograde, if you find yourself in this space, especially just even throughout the week, not just on Saturday, like you find that you want to move forward with something, you really want to move forward, and there's something that's holding you back, like not enough funds or resources, or you're having to wait for someone a little longer, please appreciate the delay. Saturn retrograde, if it delays something for us, it's a gift. Any delay is always a gift. I've learned that. And so what Saturn is asking us, it's pay attention. Just read the fine print 10 times if you need to. Like, if there is a delay, we're being asked to pay attention, to look outside of what we have been looking at all along, because there's something there that's just not ready to come to full fruition just yet, okay? Sunday, July 31st, we have the Sun in Leo create a square to Jupiter in Aries. Sun in Leo, what is the expression of my ego? How is my ego an externalization of my spirit and my connection to my spirit, right? That's the Sun in Leo. Now, it creates a square, 90-degree angle, an angle of tension which catalyzes change to Jupiter in Aries. This is the coming out, if you will. This is the coming out of who we are. So I'll give you a perfect example. I have a family member who, she had been with her husband for a long time. And in just yesterday, she posted a picture with her new partner, who is a woman. So it is Sun in Leo square Jupiter in Aries. It's kind of like when people start coming out, whether, and this isn't speaking about your sexual orientation at all. It just so happens that that is that example. It's kind of like a shock factor. And remember, we have a lot of action with Uranus and Taurus, Mars, the North Node. That serves as a shock factor. But the Sun in Leo is, this is an externalization. This is who I am. And Jupiter in Aries kind of just putting a light on that, amplifying the light. So this week can, this and next week can also present themselves as week as where people are starting to come out. Again, I'm not strictly speaking about, you know, your sexual orientation. I'm talking about you were a doctor and then now you're just, you know, gonna be a yogi, right? And nobody knew. No one had an idea, and all of a sudden, yep, I quit it, and this is what I'm gonna do now. Or you lived in the city and then you move, I don't know, somewhere where you want to have a farm. So it is the coming out of what your soul has been cooking up, if you will, especially this year. And this Leo Aries, this fire energy, it's expressive. It's creative. Thank goodness we have it. Otherwise, we'd be shelled and closeted of our natural, genuine expression for our entire lives. So, with that said, I hope that this is helpful. Please remember that everything I've talked about has to do with the new moon in Leo. Put it together. See how it feels honest to you. Understand that this new moon in Leo opens up a 6-month energetic window that ends with a full moon in Leo, which will take place in February of 2023. August, this leads us into the energy that August is going to be. There's going to be a sense of drastically ripping away from something in order to simply be who we have always been meant to be. Much love to you all. Have a beautiful week. And I will talk to you next week.